Good morning, each and every one of you. It's a blessing to be here and to see everyone. We're enjoying the beautiful weather the Lord is sending us, the planting of the grain, and God will do the increase for everything. Well, this morning I have, in my study, I came across a good definition, description, whatever you might want to call, of the Bible. So I'm going to read to you what this says. The Bible reveals the mind of God. The Bible's the state of man, the way of salvation, the doom of sinners, and the happiness of believers. Its doctrines are holy. Its precepts are binding. Its histories are true. And its decisions are immutable. Immutable. Unchangeable. Read it to be wise. Believe it to be safe. Its practice and practice it to be holy. It contains light to direct you. Food to support you and comfort to cheer you. It is the traveler's map, the pilgrim's staff, the pilot's compass, the soldier's sword, and the Christian's charter. Here to heaven is opened and the gates of hell disclosed. Christ is its grand subject, our good, its design, and the glory of God, its end. It should fill the memory and rule the heart and guide the feet. Read it slowly, frequently, prayerfully. It is a mine of wealth, a paradise of glory, a river of pleasure. It is given you in life, and it will be opened at the judgment and be remembered forever. It involves highest responsibility and will reward the greatest labor and condemn all who trifle with its sacred contents. Owned, it is riches. Studied, it is wisdom. Trusted, it is salvation. Loved, it is character. And obeyed, it is power. I thought that was a tremendous description that I had never read before, but it was very, very enlightening to me, and I trust it's enlightening to all of you. Next, the title of my subject this morning is The Greatest is Love. I dearly love the 13th chapter of Corinthians. My interpretation might be different from yours, but I appreciate mine, but I'm going to read this to you, and may it be a message to all of us today, in this day and age of much, much trouble. If I speak in the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I am a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. And if I have prophetic powers and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have all faith so as to remove mountains, but have not love, I am nothing. If I give all away all I have, and if I deliver my body to be burnt, but have not love, I am nothing. Love is patient. Love is kind. Love is not jealous. Love is not boastful. It is not arrogant or rude. Love does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice at wrong, but rejoices in the right. Love bears all things. Love believes all things. Love hopes all things, and love endures all things. Love never ends. As for prophecies, they will pass away. As for tongues, they will cease. As for knowledge, it will pass away. For our knowledge is imperfect, and our prophecy is imperfect. But when the perfect comes, the imperfect will pass away. When I was a child, I spoke like a child. I thought like a child and reasoned like a child. When I became a man, I gave up childish ways. For now we see in a mirror dimly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, then I shall understand fully. Even as I have been fully understood, so faith, hope, love, abide, these three, but the greatest of these is love. And a little further, I'd like to read in 1 John chapter 4, starting with verse 7. I'll catch my breath here. I'm bad at kind of holding my breath, and it makes me a little short of breath. So give me just a minute here to kind of catch my breath. I'm not used to being up here. I appreciate the men that can do it. I'm just not a public speaker, but I do like to read. And I believe all of us that should read, we should read this Bible, because it's God's message to us. It's His way of communicating to us. They are all love letters for each and every one of us. But the theme of my subject this morning is love. So starting at verse 7, it says, "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. And he who loves is born of God and knows God. He who does not love does not know God, for God is love. In this the love of God was made manifest among us, that God sent his only Son into the world so that we might live through him. In this is love." My, oh my, what love God had for us. That we can have salvation through him. And peace and joy and love. It's a blessing to me to read this and then believe it. We have the faith to do that. "In this is love. Not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be expiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. No man has ever seen God. If we love one another, God abides in us. His love is perfect in us. By this we know that we abide in him and he in us, because he has given us of his own spirit. And we have seen and testify that the Father has sent his Son as the Savior of the world. Whoever confesses that Jesus is the Son of God abides in him, and he in God. So we know and believe the love of God has for us. God is love, and he who abides in love abides in God, and God abides in him. In this is love perfected with us, that we may have confidence for the day of judgment. Because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. For fear has to do with punishment. And he who fears is not perfected in love. We love because he first loved us. If anyone says, I love God, and hates his brother, he is a liar. For he who does not love his brother whom he has seen cannot love God whom he has not seen. And this commandment we have from him, that he who loves God should love his brother also. Maybe I have kind of hurried through all this, but I don't want to hurry. But I would like for us to sing number 577. And may the Lord bless each and every one of you this day, and bless our fellowship together. And that's all I have this morning. So thank you. And